Herm Edwards was introduced as ASU's next football coach at an impassioned news conference yesterday in Tempe.
This is about this university. It will never be about me. This university is bigger than any coach. It's bigger than any president. It's bigger than any AD. It's about the young people that leave here.
The 63-year-old former NFL coach and ESPN analyst is tasked with turning Arizona State into a national power after taking over for Todd Graham. KJZZ's Phil Latzman was at yesterday's news conference at Sun Devil Stadium. I think you're still hyped up, huh?
Oh, man, I'm ready to do wind sprints, get some tackling dummies. You know, and I think that is what you hear there. Officials at ASU are counting on that type of enthusiasm. He's certainly an unorthodox hire, and they think that that gravitas will help the ASU program go to the next level. He hasn't coached on the college level since 1989 when he was at San Jose State. He went on to coach 8 seasons in the NFL with the Chiefs and Jets. People remember him, and the last 8 as an ESPN analyst. Now, at his introduction, he said coaching football, quote, ignites his soul and that he has plenty left in the tank, citing successful coaches like Nick Saban, who are well into their mid-60s. He also talked about being in the business of creating good football players and good men at the same time.
With all the issues that we have in this world, if they're not pro football players, they'll be good fathers, they'll be good men, they'll be good husbands, they'll be good citizens.
And this is something that Todd Graham did actually do as ASU's coach. Graduation rates rose when he was part of the program, but the prominence did not. Appearing by teleconference from Washington, D.C. on a large screen watching, a bit like a Big Brother, was school president Michael Crow, who talked about creating, quote, a new leadership model with Edwards.
We're not happy with the way the model has worked over many coach changes here in our case at ASU. And so we're very excited about this opportunity to move forward with a new model. And in advancing this new model, we needed to find a unique individual.
And after the news conference, I sat down with ASU's athletic director, Ray Anderson, and asked him if he knew a week ago when he fired Graham that his old friend Herm Edwards would be the man.
No, because I keep an open mind to the end, because at the end of the day, until Dr. Crow sees and puts his eyes on someone and sits and talks to him and gets a chance to make an evaluation, around this place, you can't consider anything done.
But you knew in your head that that was that you wanted to have.
I knew that Herm was an ideal candidate, certainly. But what I can also tell you is this was a very coveted job. And so there were a lot of agents and others who would have loved to have been the head coach here. But I had a sense, because I've known him, that in terms of philosophy and beliefs and core values and, very frankly, the passion about teaching, I knew Herm had all those things.
You guys go back a long way. Is it fair to say that if you're not here, Herm Edwards is not here?
I think he would say that. Herm is here because I was here, able to come in and get a chance to really buy in and become partners with Dr. Crow and his vision for what he wants this institution to be. That's why I came here 4 years ago. And so Herman and I, being longtime friends, certainly he knows the reasons why I came here. So he wanted to see for himself, and it's led to this.
So the thing that strikes me about the announcement is what you call the new leadership model. And to me, it almost sounds like that extends past the athletic department, which is out of your purview. But you're bringing him in as sort of a general manager, if you will, on an NFL level. How will that work, and how is that different from what's traditional in college football?
Well, the traditional is that the head football coach essentially wants to do everything and control everything. This model, actually, it would be where the general manager, which isn't Herman, the general manager in this structure will be Gene Boyd and Scotty Graham jointly working together. I'd be
members of the staff.
Yeah, members of the staff who know football. They know personnel. And they will be able to then work to have efficiencies and all the other things that will support the head coach's job. Recruiting, player evaluation, player development. We lift a lot of that stuff off of his plate so he can go do the things he needs to do to help us compete with Stanford and USC and Washington and Washington State, who have just things in their circumstances that put us at a disadvantage. We've got to, through a structure and more efficiency and a different model, hopefully try to neutralize and then be able to go head-to-head with those guys.
You just mentioned Stanford and Washington State, Oregon, UCLA, USC. I mean, the teams that are in the Pac-10, it's always been kind of assumed that they have a recruiting advantage over a program like ASU. How do you change that? And is that Herm Edwards' number one job to go into a kid's living room and say, hey, you want to play for me?
Yeah, it has been a perceived advantage. And so, yes, the number one job is to be able to change that perception, as he said. We need to make ASU a place where when we go into those homes, they say, hey, ASU is coming. We get a chance to talk to ASU because they have a head coach who's been there. He gets it. He has a head coach who really cares about these kids. He builds young men. He's a head coach whose parents want their son to play for him. And, oh, by the way, he's been there in the NFL. He's played. He's scouted. He's been a personnel director. He's been a head coach. He's been on TV as an NFL, an analyst, an expert for all these years. You know what? He can prep you and get you ready to go be a pro player if you have the skill set to do it. You can go to Arizona State and get prepared for that because they have the systems and the coaches and the personnel to get you ready. We haven't had that here since Frank Cush, very frankly. And so those things are very important. But yes, Herm is the one that I believe can go in and make those differences in our attractiveness to student athletes and their families.
Ray Anderson is Arizona State University's athletic director. Congratulations on the hire, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Phil.